did we do after a bad night? Got drunk and profound. Everything true is inaccurate on such evenings and paranoid. As does diamond sea, I have no recollection of what you are about now. But back then I think I knew, and it meant something more than melancholia. And blazed up, I guess you'd rather be less careless in time with. A hand round our throats is held at bay by your pale life studies, which insist your mind's overbearing, not right, but unnameable, clever and striking. I wanted to be more than decorative and read books, but that was wrong. You cast a hungry eye on everything and everyone, and I had no genius, save for a jilted sort of footnote. Your strength was a galaxy of asseverate poetry, and always the morning held you in a wild glory before the outdoors. I was not old enough to know this was inevitable, a way of animating the sad, incurable line of myopia that living like this reproduces. Our roads were illuminated, and you left in a hurry for an alien room to me, brightened by good avoidances. Better nights, but better nights, but better nights, but better nights. Better nights, but better nights, but better nights. Sometimes my surface is too boisterous and unbearable, but I'm real soft. The trouble is always to keep the dream humorous and wise. Eyes eyed with the certainty of a horseman, and all the formalist influences, dispositions end up less than what can be said. A marginalized way, a sleek, fluent, and stony as it needs to be, basking in the raw that is less abundant and altered in memory, but was chilly, lost, embodied. Did the sun return us to the young life of the oldest boulders of the natural day, breaking our thoughts into the full motive of our desires? It was slow and poignant, a cry that we both heard above every other clamor. Like a blackbird's, our impersonal presence stayed us, shrunk us from days until their worldly consequences, and a disappearance of what was strange that was a pity, and it altered us. I became obscure to you, and all I mean and wish to mean was lost. It's an almost impossible subject to take into your personal life. Everything's too difficult and disciplined and tough. Maybe we would have died. We seem to turn away to something else, no longer clinging like gulls to rocks that were too cold and strained. We lived as if immortality was frail, and it's surely not.